India real estate headlines. New Indiana property records search tool streamlines due diligence for IN agents. PropertyChecker.com has launched a centralized Indiana property records search platform that lets users check owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. IN real estate professionals can cut research time on transactions by accessing multiple property record types through a single interface instead of navigating fragmented county systems. Add https://indiana.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence toolkit for faster pre-listing and buyer representation research. India real estate headlines. Indiana Real Estate Commission averages 6.08% above national benchmark. Fast Experts poll of agents found the average real estate commission in Indiana is 6.08%, which is slightly above the U.S. average of 5.57%. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Indiana agents competitively position their services and set client expectations in the state's market. Review Fast Experts' full Indiana commission data to inform your 2024 pricing strategy. India real estate headlines. IN brokers. How brokerage relationships work. Commission rate insights from India. A forum post explains how real estate broker commission rates and brokerage relationships function in India's market. Understanding how commission structures and broker-client relationships operate in other markets can help IN professionals benchmark their own practices and identify competitive positioning opportunities. Review the commission framework discussion at plash.nobroker.in/forum/what-is-real-estate-broker-commission to compare with your IN brokerage model. India real estate updates. Indian County Property Appraiser Search Tool now available for IN market research. The Indian County Property Appraiser website provides tools to find home values and view tax assessments through its records search feature. IN real estate professionals can leverage this resource to quickly verify property valuations and tax assessment data when evaluating deals or advising clients. Add the Indian County Property Appraiser search to your due diligence toolkit. IndianCountyPropertyAppraiser.org/. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you